Buenas tardes a todos ustedes que celebrando hoy el último cena con nosotros. Good evening to all of you who are gathered here with us to celebrate the Last Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ as we enter into these most holy days. I think if we observe something, we might notice that there are certain things that people, if asked, will never admit to. For example, sleeping. If I see someone in the pews sleeping during my homily, in the narthex, I will say, were you sleeping through my homily? And they'll say, no, Father, we weren't. I was just meditating or praying. And I said, okay, well, what did I say? You talked about Jesus. Well, obviously, very good. Wealth is another topic. If you ask a person, are you a wealthy individual? And they are. They'll often say, no, you know, I have a lot of means, but, you know, I'm blessed. I try to do what I can. I just live within my means. Power is another one. If you ask a person who has power, are you powerful? They'll say, no, I'm not powerful. I just work here. People will ask me, Father Jesse, we should change this or do this or say this. And I say, I have no power. You have to ask the pastor. It's the power of being a parochial vicar. But we will admit to, if you will, rights. Do you have rights? Absolutely, I have rights. I have the right to say what I want to say whenever I want to say it. I have the right to be happy. I have the right to do what I want whenever I want to do it. And yet, we find ourselves in this situation without power. We find ourselves, like the Israelites in today's first reading, away in our homes, secluded. We find ourselves without the power to go to the places we want to visit, to a concert, to a movie theater, to see even the people that we love separated in hospitals and in nursing homes. And yet, like the Israelites, we are not in our homes fearful of a powerful army such as the Egyptians. We are in our homes without power and control because a very small pathogen which seeks to destroy.
Hermanos, estamos celebrando hoy esta última cena de nuestro Salvador Jesucristo. Y conocemos que en muchas maneras de nuestra vida no tenemos el poder. No tenemos el poder para cambiar las leyes. No tenemos el poder para cambiar nuestros amigos y familiares. A veces no tenemos el poder para cambiar nuestro propio mismo, pensamos. Nosotros no tenemos el control. Este es exactamente que la experiencia de Jesucristo en estos últimos tres días cuando celebramos su pasión y su muerte.
Indeed, we do not have control. We're right. But oftentimes I think we fail to remember that we never really have control. Think of a love between a father and a mother for their children. Recently, a new father, just had their first child, told me, you know, I never realized how selfish I was until I got married and had a wife. And I never realized how selfish I was until we had our first child. My brother reminds my brother and I of this all the time. You know, Jesse, before you two, we used to have a lot of nice things, and now we don't. It is the power of love, which willingly gives up all of your power, all of your rights, all of your desires, all of your will, in order to be a servant, to sacrifice for those whom you love. If today we were not gathered here because a government or institution said that we should not believe in God, and we should not come together in faith, then we should rouse up like other martyrs of the past to defend the faith, to gather, to celebrate. But if we give and offer these sacrifices out of love for those who are most vulnerable and who are most in need, who would succumb to the illness that these pathogens bring, if we sacrifice this for love, then we become like Christ, who celebrates with us this Last Supper. Hermanos, no podamos recibir la Santa Eucaristía, y tenemos este dolor y tristeza en nuestro corazón. Pero sí conocemos que este no es por la razón de un gobierno poroso que no quiere dar una fe, quiere celebrar la fe. Pero la razón es por nuestro amor, por los demás, los más vulnerables entre nosotros. Podamos cambiar nuestra atención y celebrar esta Santa Eucaristía con un amor. Amor que conocer que sí, en la próxima futura vamos a reunir junto con una comunidad, pero ahora tenemos este sacrificio, este gran sacrificio cuando no recibimos la Santa Eucaristía. Por amor de los demás y los que sufren. We gather in this Last Supper to celebrate the love of God, which out of his love for us and his love to do the will of the Father, willingly offers his life for our salvation. And he gives to us this new commandment, this new way of doing things, this new power of love which is found in being powerless. This is what we receive this night. And united as a community of faith, gathered here, gathered in your homes, we know that this power of love, the powerlessness that we experience, will change and transform us to offer our life not only here in this moment, but hopefully as we push through this, and we will, in the weeks and the months and the years to come, to transform us into a people of sacrifice. Where there is love, sacrifice is possible, and when there is perfect love, sacrifice is not only possible, but it's enjoyable. It gives us hope.